studying practically every waking moment. And if that's what I want to achieve, then that's good, right? Because if I spend every waking moment revising, studying, I'm not going to go out with friends. I'm not going to bother with like clubs or anything like that. I'm just going to study. And then at the end of the day, I achieve my top of the year and I've achieved my goal. And that's fine. But that wasn't my goal. My goal going into university was to get first, as in for this year, to get first, but also to have a good time doing it, as in to be able to see my friends and all that kind of stuff. And so that's what I've told myself I want to achieve. I don't want to come top of the year. I don't want to come number one. Of course, if it happens, I'm not complaining, right? But my goal, I'm not going to come and kill myself to come top of the year. I've set the goal. I want a first, which is of course great. Like a first is a really good result. I want a first, but I also want to have fun this year. Right. So throughout like my second year, whether I just finished second year, from my second year, I worked really, really hard. Like I worked very, very, very hard over the last like 9 months, because of course I have to get a first, but it's not as if my friends told me, oh, do you want to go and like hang out? Do you want to watch a movie or anything? It's not like I'm going to turn them down immediately. Now, if my goal was to finish number one in all of Cambridge for the year, then I may very well turn a person down if they ask me, do you want to watch a movie? Do you want to go out or something like that? I'll turn them down. I'll say no, because I need to be revising, because I know my goal is to finish number one. To finish number one, I need to be working constantly. And so I won't say yes to that person who asked me out, right? But like I said, my goal was not to do that. My goal was to get first, but to still have like a good time with friends doing it. Now, personally, for me, I think that's the best, that's the way to go about doing these things. But that's just my humble opinion, of course. Everyone's got their different thing. And if somebody decides to spend their entire time like working and grinding to get the number one spot, power to them. That's incredible. But that wasn't my goal. I knew what my goal was and I stuck to it. So yeah, throughout this year, I worked extremely hard, but I still had time for like friends. I still had time to go and play basketball or play tennis or whatever, societies, church, everything. And I'm happy to say that I achieved my goal. I got a first, I ranked highly, but I still had a good time. Now, I didn't come near number one. Like, I think I ranked maybe 20 something. Like, I did well, but nowhere near number one. But that's okay, because I achieved my goal. So this is something I think is really important, because once you set a specific goal, you need to optimize your conditions to achieve that goal. Yeah, if your plan is to get 3 A stars at A level, okay, you can't be working the same as somebody whose plan is to get 1 A star, 2 A's. Yeah, it's not going to work out. Now, you need to know yourself. You need to know how good you are at certain subjects and all kind of stuff. And you need to know how much work you're going to need to put in, which is definitely not easy. And I recommend like talking to people who have kind of gone through the process and kind of know what you need to be doing to get those grades. And in fact, after this, I'll leave my email in the chat. If anybody wants to talk to me or email me or ask any questions about like this kind of stuff, I'm more than willing to answer, because I recognize for a fact that it's difficult to know how much you need to be doing because you've not done it before. But like I said, if your goal is to get 3 A stars at A level, your goal is to get 2 A stars at A level, pardon me, you're going to need to work harder than someone whose goal is to get 3 A's. And of course, like I said, there's nothing wrong with like 3 A's. If that's what you want, 3 A's is what you want, right? Then go for that. And make sure that whatever you do is aimed towards getting 3 A's, yeah? But if your goal is 3 A stars, recognize you're going to need to work harder than that person who wants 3 A's in every aspect. And you're going to need to go hard all the time to get that result. And like I said, yeah, I'll be willing to give like pointers to anybody who wants that kind of thing, I guess. Well, I'll leave my email in chat. So we talked about goal setting, how it's important. We talked about you need to be specific and you need to know when you've achieved it. We've also talked about optimizing your conditions for the goal, knowing what you need to do to get to that goal and knowing the sacrifice you're going to need to make to get to those goals. So that's more general. I want to talk like more specific now, I guess, when it comes to like academics, because academics has kind of been my thing like as long as I can remember, really. So I want to share some of the stuff that helps me with keeping focus. So specifically when it comes to like revision purposes, that kind of thing, I like to use this thing called the Pomodoro technique. I will put it in chat, the name of it. This thing is called the Pomodoro technique. And basically what this is it's you work for 20 minutes, you take a 5 minute break, over 20 minutes, take a 5 minute break, 20 minutes, 5 minute break, blah, blah, blah. And there's a loop for 2 hours. After 2 hours, you take a 20 minute break, and then you go back and do the whole thing over again. And the point of this is it recognizes that the longer you study, the more time you spend looking at a screen, looking at papers, answering questions, the less you're going to retain. Over time, you just get tired, you get weary. And if any of you have done work for like 3-4 hours straight, even 2 hours straight, you know it's going to be so difficult to sit there and like work just for all that time. And it's no different for like me. I'm Cambridge medical student, blah, blah, blah. Even my mates who do like maths and everything else, it's no different for those guys. Like it is difficult to sit still for like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours straight and just stare at a screen and do whatever. So this technique, the Pomodoro technique, is a way to help you keep focused and prevent your mind from wandering by kind of splitting up your revision into like 30 minute like chunks. So you're 25 minutes working, 5 minutes off, 25 minutes working, 5 minutes off, that kind of thing. And it kind of helps you to, yeah, just focus in on the task at hand to prevent your mind from wandering, because you're interspersing work with break and then back to work and break. So that's just a little thing that I use personally. I know quite a lot of people at the uni also use, and it kind of helps them to keep focus on the task at hand. And obviously it doesn't matter if it's, because I'm a medical student, it's not just for medical students, it's for anything, literally anything at all. Math students, you know, econs, engineers, even like humanities, these guys all use it. So I definitely recommend checking out this technique, just do a little bit of research into it. It's very easy to pick up and it can definitely help you. It definitely helped me. So yeah, that's quite a specific thing. Back into a more general thing, we're going to talk about motivation. And motivation is, of course, motivation is quite an interesting topic because there's two sides to this. Some people say, this is something I've come across, some people think that motivation doesn't exist and motivation is a myth and that you just have to do something. Like it doesn't matter whether or not you feel like doing it. Like if it has to be done, it has to be done. You just have to do it. There's no such thing as motivation. I disagree to an extent. I think that motivation is absolutely a thing. And whether or not you feel like doing something does affect, well, your ability to do it. And one thing I found that kind of helps me with making sure that I do the stuff that I need to do to achieve the goals I want to achieve is, well, there's positive and there's negative motivation, is what I've found. And positive motivation is like the good feelings, as in, okay, if I come top of the year, then I'm going to feel really good about it because I was better than everyone else this year. That's positive motivation. And that's good. But I found that negative motivation can be almost as strong or even stronger. Negative motivation is, okay, in the last test, I've got my best friend at Cambridge. He's also my college medical student. He's called Luca. And if Luca beats me in an exam, like one of the papers we do or something, like, obviously it's calm. Like, I'm not going to get mad or anything like that. But I'll still be like, oh, damn, he beat me. Like, that sucks. And I want to do better. And I think that the negative motivation is almost more potent than positive motivation. Because a positive motivation, the motivation is something that is in the future, something that's not happened yet. So you're just imagining how good it's going to feel. You're imagining that's going to feel good top of the year, or you're imagining it's going to feel good when you get into Cambridge. You're imagining that's going to feel good when you get career stars. It's not happened yet though. Negative motivation, it's happened. Like, it's going to suck. It sucks that I didn't beat my friend, that my friend beat me in this, or it sucks that, you know, I'd only got 3 stars at GCSE or whatever. Like, it sucked, right? And so there's that negative reinforcement almost to want to do better. Now, of course, there's exceptions to this, and negative motivation can exist that's not actually happened yet. But I found that it's really important to focus on, obviously don't overly focus on the bad things that have happened, the things you failed to achieve, but reminding yourself of times where you didn't quite achieve what you wanted to achieve, I think is almost more powerful than imagining what it's going to feel like to achieve what you want. So it's important not to focus so much on failures that you get like depressed or anything like that. Absolutely, that's not what I'm saying. But you can't move, in my opinion, the best way to move forward is by looking back, in that looking back at the mistakes you previously made, looking back at the things that didn't quite go the way you planned, is one of the best ways to avoid those mistakes in the future and to motivate yourself to put in that extra hour of work, or to get through that extra question, or to do whatever to try and make sure you achieve your goal this time. And this is not just for academics, for anything. So like sports, for instance, if I lost a tennis match, I used to play tennis quite a lot when I was younger. If I lost a tennis match to this person like earlier, it feels awful. It doesn't feel great. The next time I play that person, I'll have looked back on what I did in that match, what went wrong. And I'll change. Might not necessarily work the first time, but the fact I've learned from my mistakes means that I'm not going to make those same mistakes again. And I know it. Sometimes it can be difficult to look back at your failures. Like you almost feel like you want to ignore your failures, pretend it didn't happen. But I think that's a really dangerous mindset, because the thing is, everybody fails. My name is literally success. Like my name is literally success, and I fail constantly. All the time I fail, right? So it sucks for me as well, because literally my name is terrible, right? And so I know for myself, at least, it was quite difficult to be able to look back and think of when things went wrong, when things didn't go like quite go to plan. But it's extremely important. So I think negative reinforcement, negative motivation is almost even more powerful than positive, because it kind of reminds you of when things didn't quite go to plan and you can plan for the future. So those are the three main things I want to talk to you guys about today. I kind of hurried up a little bit because I've got a few questions I need to go through. So I'll just recap. The first was goal setting. You have to make sure that your goal is specific. Set a specific goal. Not I want to do well. Not I want to, you know, yeah, you want this number of A stars. I want 3 A stars at A-level. I want to get into medicine at Cambridge. I want to do this. I want to beat XYZ in whatever sport you're playing. You have to make your goal specific and achievable. And you have to optimize for that goal. If your goal is to get 3 A stars, recognize that you're going to have to work a lot harder than someone whose goal is to get 3 A's. You can't be comparing yourself to those people. Second point I made was on the Pomodoro technique. Again, I put the link in the chat. If anyone wants to check that out, please, please do. It's really, really useful. Helped me quite a lot. And a lot of my friends use it. So it's definitely a good thing to kind of get behind. And the final thing was about positive and negative motivation, and how it's extremely important to look back at when things didn't quite go to plan in the past. Negative reinforcement and reminding yourself of when you failed, when things did not go well, is almost more powerful than when things did go well. I think that's very, very important for us to think about. So there's one question that's been sent in the chat. I'll just read it out. It says, is it possible for anybody in any field of study or sphere of life to adopt and use a Pomodoro technique? If possible, how reliable can it be in helping to maximize attention and achieving one's set goals? So of course, it's entirely possible to use Pomodoro technique in whatever you're doing. It's not specifically for medicine or even academics. It's just 25 minutes spent doing activity, studying, and 5 minutes break. That's literally it. Do 25 minutes study, 5 minutes break, 25 minutes swimming, 5 minutes break. Do that for 2 hours, then you took a 20-minute break, and then you repeat the whole thing all over again. And it just helped to break up the long, boring grind of studying. And it just helps you to focus a bit more.
So thank you very much.
You can use that wherever you want. And in my opinion, it does help you to maximize potential for the goals you want to achieve. Because if you can keep focused for longer, you can work, you can do more focused work. And if you can do more focused work, that's how you achieve the goals that you set.
Thank you very much, Success. I believe that answers the question for Mr. Conley. And guys, please keep bringing in the questions. We'll take that. We're going to have a bit of Q&A at the end as well. So if you are yet to ask your questions, please feel free to ask it.
Can I just, sorry, was it, sure. The Q&A is at the end of the entire event, is it?
Yes, there is a Q&A at the end, but for anyone that hasn't asked. So if there's any questions now, you guys can ask. I'm guessing you need to go.
Yeah, I need to dash off.
Okay.
So if anybody, so I'll put my email is in the chat. I'll just put that here, gmail.com. So if anybody has any questions or anything like that, anything you want to ask, literally anything at all, just please just send us my email and I'll try and get back to you. I am usually quite busy at this time of year, but like within a day, 2 days maximum, I should be able to get a response to you, if that's all right. I'm so sorry I can't stay.
No, it's fine. Thank you for your time. It's good to see you, and I'm sure that you'll come back again. So thank you very much for that and for dropping your email.
That evening.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. We'll be moving on to our next speaker, and I believe Success summarized what he said. For anyone that didn't grab that, he mentioned goal setting, specific goals, and a technique that I will definitely be sure to try and give anyone feedback that is interested. And he talks about motivation as well. So we'll be moving on to our second speaker now. Who is Eniola, and she will tell us what she's currently doing, and she'll get into it. So Eniola, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Hi everyone, hope you're having a lovely evening. My name is Eni and I'm a final year pharmacy student, so I'm currently studying in Kingston University in London. And whilst I'm studying, I'm also working for Lloyds Pharmacy and Boots Pharmacy. So I think I have a good idea on how I stay focused whilst balancing multiple things. So the topic we have today is keeping focused. So what exactly is focus? So focus is paying specific or particular attention to something. So this can relate to studies, it can relate to work, it can relate to any goals that you have for the future. So whatever it is that you're aiming in life, it requires focus. So as the previous speaker, Success, mentioned before, he said for you to be focused, you need to have specific goals to actually focus on. So leading on from that, the main things I'm going to be talking about today is what actually helps us keep our focus. So it's important to keep focused so that you can complete whatever task it is you need to complete, whether it's the workload at uni, college or work, whether it's even focusing on improving your health, or even if it's just working towards like a personal goal. So in order for you to concentrate on the thing that you want to complete, it's very important that you ignore things that aren't really important. So my first point is getting rid of distractions. So distractions can be anything that can remove your attention from the task that you need to complete, accomplish, or do. So these main distractions can come from phones, but I'll get to that one later. So distractions can also be family, friends, music, and they can come from external sources or internal sources. So external sources are something that you may not be able to control. So for example, social interactions. If someone ends up talking to you whilst you're in the library, that's not your fault, but it can end up distracting you. It can be music, loud music, text messages, or phone calls distracting you from whatever you need to do. So we can also have internal distractions as well. So this can be something like hunger. Being hungry distracts me from whatever it is that I need to do. Maybe you're tired, maybe you're feeling sick or having some sort of illness, even worrying or daydreaming. So these internal distractions can actually stop you from being focused. So what we need to do is try and minimize these distractions the best way we can. So another major distraction is, like I mentioned before, your phone or social media. So in this day and age, it's really hard for someone to separate away from their phone. It's normal for everyone to take their phones everywhere they go, whether it's to the toilet. I know a lot of people do that. You take your phone everywhere you go. So my advice would be, when you know you have something to achieve, make sure to distance yourself from your phone, distance yourself from social media, keep it out of reach until the work you need is done. Your phone might not always be there, but that job might not be there. Your phone won't help you pass your exams. You can't even take your phone with you to the exam hall. So what I'm trying to say is basically scrolling down on social media can't help you make money. It won't help you pass that exam or even get those gym gains if that's what your goal is. So whatever your focus is, excessive use of your phone won't help. So make sure to distance yourself. So the next point I have is, for you to be focused, it's very important that you eat. So fuel gives you energy to go about your day. So you need to make sure you nourish your brain, nourish your body with a balanced diet. So studies have proven and shown that eating breakfast can help to improve your short-term memory and attention span, and also your concentration. So they showed that students who eat breakfast tend to perform better than those who don't. So I don't know about you, but I want to be that student that performs the best. So what I'd need to do is make sure I eat a healthy breakfast in the morning. So just to go into depth into the healthcare and diet side of how to keep focus, are the foods that are really good for the brain. So what we call them are brain fuel foods. So these include high fiber, whole grains, dairies, and fruits. So examples of high fiber foods are beans, vegetables, wheats like Weetabix and oats. And also dairy foods are milk, yogurt, and cheese. And we also have fruits and veg, which is all types that are good that will help you keep focused. So before you start your day, make sure you fuel your body with all these types of foods for your brain and your mind to have the best type of energy to make sure you have a productive day. So another important point that I have is what would help you keep focused is sleep. So being sleep deprived can actually lead to you having a low alertness or not being able to focus or concentrate properly. So it can be difficult to concentrate or focus or pay attention on anything if you're running low on sleep. So I know some of you might even notice that when you don't sleep enough, like the night before, you might feel really confused in the morning about the normal things, or you can feel sluggish if you haven't slept well too. So this shows that sleep can actually have a big impact on your performance. So the moral of the story is to make sure you get a good night's sleep every day. So 7 to 8 hours is what's actually recommended for you to be able to function fully and properly for the next day. So my next point is to make a to-do list. So there's nothing better than having an organized list that will help keep you focused. So making a list of these things that you need to accomplish by the end of the day, or maybe by the end of the week, or by the end of the month, will help you keep focused. So you know that you know you have things to tick off the list that you've made. So next that I wanted to talk about is games and exercises. So games and exercises have actually been proven to help improve concentration and focus and memory. So these games could be like Sudoku, brain teasers, chess, crosswords, or even jigsaws. So finding the time to actually exercise our brain with these games have long-term benefits. Not only would it help improve your focus and your memory and your attention and concentration, but it can actually also be a way to de-stress. So the last point that I have is time management. So it's also important to know that we're only human. We can only keep focused for so long at a time. So asking yourself to study for 5 hours straight or do something like that is almost an impossible task. So instead, it's wise to start to set a time limit for you to complete that task. So what I wrote initially was 45 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes a day, but I think Success mentioned a Pomodoro technique, which is 20 minutes and then you take a 5-10 minute break and you continue to do that. So those type of exercises that will help you keep focused, help you keep concentrated, are really good so that you can focus and complete the task that you need. So to conclude my point, get rid of distractions, eat a good breakfast, get enough sleep, use games and exercises to help develop your brain function, manage your time well, and also so you know what you need to complete and set yourself a time limit. So I hope you found my explanation helpful. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. You mentioned a technique. What was the technique you mentioned?
Success mentioned it before. It was the Pomodoro technique. Yeah.
Okay, no, I thought you said you have a different technique as well.
No, it's quite similar to that one. So What it is with the Pomodoro technique is 20 minutes, but if you feel like you can concentrate for longer, you can increase it to 30 minutes and then you take a 10-minute break. So it just depends on what you're doing.
Great. Thank you very much. That was quite interesting. Some of the things you mentioned was getting rid of distraction. Brain, good food that is good for our brains, getting proper rest. I can definitely attest to that. The rest bit, if I don't get good 7 hours sleep, is very hard. So yeah, definitely. thank you so much. Now we're gonna have our normal ritual, shall I say, in this place. We're gonna have a Kahoots game now. And this is for those that are new. We usually have this games every month when we have this sessions. And, the winner, first, second, and third, will be getting a High Street voucher. And this game is also in regards to, you know, it's going to be about standard form, Disney movies, and surrounding news as well. Let me just share my screen with you. Let me know once you can see the screen. And in the meantime, if anyone, you know, if there's any questions, please feel free to pop it in the chat. And if you're happy to wait till, we're going to be having our third speaker as well. So if you're happy for that, then we'll, after that, we'll would have the questions come through. So bear with me, just sharing the screen. Can I please have a permission to share a screen, please? It's not permitting me. So at the back end there. Okay, great. We will be sharing. So everyone get ready. Get your game cap on. The pin will be coming up shortly. And for those that have never played this before, right here where it says www, just type that into your web browser, either on your phone or your computer. Type that in and enter the pin, the game pin, and that will bring you right in here. Remember to put your name, or you know, if you don't want to show your name, put something to identify yourself. And for first, second, and third, there is a High Street voucher. You can use it on anything you like. So get ready. And this game is really just around standard form, which is maths, Disney movies. So if you're a Disney movie fan, you know, you will get something here, and surrounding news, just the general news. So we've got 8 people so far. Feel free, adults. It's not just only for the young people. If you're in this platform, you're welcome to join as well, to join and test yourself, test your skills, and just have fun, really. We've got 10 people now. We'll just allow a minute or two for others that might be struggling to join. So we've got 10 people. 10 people trying to see if anyone else is willing to join. If you're still struggling, we will be going, starting the game shortly. Going one, going two, and going three times. Okay, here we go. So get ready, and here we go. Keeping focus. Here's a test for you. Keep focus. Stay focused. Question one coming up. Who is the founder of Amazon? And I'm sure we all use Amazon. So the choice is yours. You've got any one of the four. Pick whoever you think. Oh, we've got 6 people got it right. Let's see. Who are they? Ah, Dammy Toppin, Mary, top guy. Oh, I see, top guy. You need to get to the top then, eh? Well done. Next question. Write this in an ordinary number. So you've got a choice, and the question is also popping at the top there. If you've missed it when it was showing previously, you've got it right at the top of the Keeping Focus poster. 2 seconds to go. Whoa, we've got 6 people got that correctly. Let's see who they are. Oh, wow. We've still got Dammy topping. And then we've got Tyon and Elijah. Those are our top 3. Well done, guys. And I am Mary as well. Keep going. Next question. We know which princess to wear a green dress. These are for the Disney movie lovers. Disney movie fan would know this one. Oh, 4 people. Wow. Disney fans up in here. Who is topping? Wow, Mary still at, Dammy is still at the top, and Mary has moved to the third. I've got Tayo at 2nd place. Nice. So next question. So write this number in standard form. And you've got this four option. 14 seconds to go. So if you look up here, you've got the question written up there for anyone that maybe that's trying to remember what the question was or the figures. 2 seconds to go. Oh, we've got five that got it right. Who are they? The fastest. Ooh, Dami is on top. She's still taking a first position. Wow. Mary has moved to the second. We've got Taya third. Well done, guys. I've just moved up. But Dami is still staying firm at the top. So fifth question, give your answer in standard form. So give your answer in standard form to those equations. And here are your options. You've got 21 seconds now. Interesting. Standard form. So these are to be given in standard forms. You've got your various options here. 8 seconds more. 2 seconds to go. Gone. Wow. We've got one. Wow, well done to that person. Wow. I think Elijah got that. Well done, Elijah. Moved up to the second. But Dami is still standing her ground, or his ground, by the way, because it's a unisex name. So next question is an ordinary number. So write this as an ordinary number. And here are your options. I've got 20 seconds to go. 16 seconds to go. Less than that now. So write this as an ordinary number. We've got 5 seconds now to go. Let's see who is brave enough to try and take the first place. So we've got five people that got that correctly. And let's see who they are. Wow. Wow. Elijah is on fire. And Dami is still at the top. And Mary has moved back to the third position. Oh, wow. Right. Next question. So this is, write this in standard form. Let's see. 15 seconds. Writing this decimal figures in standard form. 5 more seconds to go. Whoa, five people got that correctly. Nice. Let's see who's the fastest. Wow. Geez, this is a tough race. Dami is still holding her front, or his front, like I said. Mary second, Elijah third. Still showing you got that fire in you. Just got to push a bit harder. So here, for Disney fan, which Disney princess makes a surprise appearance? In the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Interesting. Disney fan, this is for you. Okay, we've got four people that got that correctly. Wow, Elijah's back on a second, and Dami is still standing put. Wow. Well done, Dami. Ninth question now, and she has not moved from the first place. Wow. So which princess has the raccoon as a sidekick? Which princess? Ooh, we've got six people that got that correctly. Wow, Dami, well done for popping into the top five. And here we still got Dami, Elijah and Mary, first and second, third, still taking a lead. Well done, guys. Who was the 28-year-old murdered in a park near her house? So this is the surrounding news. This is general news for those that listen to the news, which we hope you do. Six people got this correctly. That's good to know that you guys are actually listening to the news and seeing, you know, being aware of what's happening around you. Wow, Dami, Elijah, Mary still taking the first, second, third place. Well done. Next question. Which position was Emma Raducanu before at the start of US Open? Hopefully I said that right, but if I didn't, yeah, my apologies to her wherever she is. Five people got that correctly. Let's see who they are. Oh, wow. Still the same first, second, and third people. And then we've got new upcomers. Well done, guys. And the 12th question. Volcano is currently happening in which country? This would be for those that have been listening to the news, that is aware of their surroundings. Oh, two people got that correctly. Oh, you guys must have missed that news. Wow, we've still got the same three people topping. Guys, you guys are really, you know, doing great. And the final question, this is multiple answers, by the way. Why did David Cameron resign? Why did David Cameron resign? Oh, this is about a year or 2 years ago issue, or a couple of years back even, who can remember? Oh, we've got two people that got that correctly. Let's see. Oh, Mary, well done. Third position. Elijah, second position. Well done. And the number one goes to Dami. Well done, guys. This is amazing. Well done. Remember to leave your details for the for your voucher, for where you want your voucher to go to, or what type of voucher you would like as well, which of the high street voucher. Great, amazing. Well done, guys. Well done, well done to everyone that participated as well. And now we'll move on to our third speaker, who will be giving us his final, you know, view on this whole topic. His name is Babatunde. Please let us know what you do currently, and then dive right into it, and then we can take questions after. The floor is yours. Yeah,
good afternoon. Can we all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Good evening. My name is Babatunde. I currently work as a test engineer for a company called BJSS. I recently joined like 8-7 months ago. So yeah, that's me. I graduated from undergrad in 2015 with a computer science degree, and I went on to master's in business analyst. So yeah, I've got a master's in that. So keeping focus. I'm gonna lean a bit into the cultural side of things, into the side of what our parents used to tell us, you know, things like whatever friends you have, they will affect what you do. You know, if you revise very well, if you study hard, you will definitely get to where you need to be. You know, all those advice. I'm just going to lean a bit into that. So keeping focus, I believe for us to be even focused, we need to have a goal. And when you have a goal, you need to have a plan to be able to achieve that goal. You see, a goal without a plan is not getting anywhere. And then if you have a plan and you don't know what you want to achieve with that plan, then what is the end product? You're not going to have any of that. So for us to be able to achieve those things, for us to be able to be focused, we need to have those two things. Now, when it comes to you having a plan, it has to be your own plan. It don't make it someone else's plan or what someone else is advising you to do. Make it your own plan. Now, this and make your own goal rather. Don't because your friend is going to a university to study accounting, for example, because your best friend, you love them so much. Their goal is to be an accountant. Now, what is your own goal? Now, if you say, I want to go to the same uni as them as well. So I want to be an accountant and study accounting and finance or whatever study you have to study, be an accountant. It means you're going off your friend's goal. Now, when you go off your friend's goal, it means you're going to do the same thing you're going to accountant. So for us to be able to do that, we need to have our own goal and our own plan. Now, coming to me as an example, how is my journey? I'm just going to use my journey as an example to explain what I mean by all these things. Now, me growing up as a young man, I didn't know what I wanted to be in future. Even me finishing year 11, I didn't have any goal, any plan of what I want to be in future. Now, because I didn't have a goal, I don't have a plan, someone else will do that for me. And when you don't have a plan, that's when someone else comes in and then they decide for you what you should do or what you should be. And because I didn't have that, my dad came in for me and said, go and be an electrician or do electrical electronics. Now, because I didn't know what I wanted to do, so my dad was able to choose for me. Was that my goal? I wasn't sure at that time. And then if that wasn't my goal, if I wasn't sure at that time, definitely I will not have a plan to achieve that. Now, I went on to do that course in college for 3 years. And at the end of it, I didn't really enjoy it because then I didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't have a goal. Therefore, there was no plan. But at the end of my college days, I was able to now put myself together and say, you know, what do I actually want to be in future? Then I spoke to one of my uncles. We were speaking about different courses and what is good for the future, what you can be in future when you do certain things, you know. And it was true that my uncle gave me some courses that I can do, some things that are good for the future. Now, this is something I need to go on into again, which means when you have a goal, definitely you have a plan. Now you need people around you to help you to be able to go in the right path of that plan. Don't let us think, okay, fine. In terms of me saying you need people, they might be friends, they might be family members, they might be your siblings, but definitely people can help you to stay on track as well. Now, if my uncle wasn't there to help me to go in different direction, like give me options, should I say, I won't be able to have a clear goal of what I want to do. Now, my uncle spoke to me and they said, okay, yeah, computer science, it was good. I mean, that day he mentioned something. He said, imagine when you graduate and then you start earning more than £2,000-£3,000 a month. I laughed to myself. And he said, that is possible. Now, another thing that I'm going to go into is motivation. What motivated me to say I want to do very, very well in university, it was because of that money that my uncle spoke about. I got the motivation. Now I said to myself, if I do computer science and I really work hard, I can be able to achieve that salary. And that's the motivation. Now, if we're all listening to me, so I've mentioned a few things now. Now you need a goal when you're keeping focus. Now that will help you focus because you have a goal to focus on. Now you need a plan to be able to achieve that goal. And once you have that plan, you're still on the right track. Now you need people that you need to surround yourself with, being your uncle, being whoever that person is. Now they will be able to help you to stay on track. Now, when it comes to people that you need to surround yourself with, again, we need to make sure that we have the right people around us. You don't want to surround yourself with friends that are not on the same track as you, friends that don't have the same mindset as you. You don't want to. Me growing up, I never surrounded myself with friends that don't have the same mindset as me. And because of the kind of person I am, I'm a jealous person in terms of if my friend gets an A star in an exam, I will go like, I need to achieve that as well myself. And then what would I do? I'll start working really hard to achieve that as well. Now, so my jealousy is in a good way. And that same friend that got A star is the person that will be going about to help me as well, to teach me, because I want to learn off them because they're doing very well. Understand? So the people you surround yourself with, they can help you to achieve that goal. Now, the goal you want to achieve is up to you. Is it a good one or the bad one? There's so many people that can help you to achieve either way. So I've mentioned that people around you. Now, the fourth thing I've mentioned again is motivation. What is behind that goal? What is behind that achievement? I just don't want to be a doctor for the sake of what being a doctor. What do I want to achieve by being a doctor? Am I in there to help people? Am I in there that I've seen people dying of different things in the past? Now the motivation is I want to be able to prevent any death or anything. Now, what's your motivation for you doing that course you're doing? What is the motivation behind it? Like I said, my uncle mentioned it. And the drive immediately behind that, sorry, I'm a Nigerian and African, the money was, it went straight into my head. I'm like, wow, imagine if I graduate, I can be earning more than £3,000 a month. My life is sorted. And that was the motivation. right there, right then. And my uncle also mentioned something that he said to me, when you guys growing up, I want you guys to be better. I want you guys to be better than your parents and the people around you. You know, for you growing up, I want your life to be things like, I don't even want you to think about council house. And I remember him saying that thing to me. He said, never think about council house, you know. I want you to move from your parents' house into your own house. And from there, I got another motivation. He was telling me things. Then he was explaining things surrounding the reason why we should really work hard to not have such life as well. And that another thing was what motivated me. And I said it in my mind that, you know what, I'm never living in a council house. And I started saving from my house in my second year. Now, people say student finance, civil finance. I was able to use that money to achieve something good. Finishing my master's, got married. And from my parents' house, I moved into a private property. From a private property, I got my own house. So things behind that, you need something that will motivate you. So from everything I've just spoken about so far, I want us to keep hold of those four things that can help us to remain focused. One thing is you need to have a goal. Once you have a goal, create a clear plan to achieve that goal. Once you have a good plan to achieve that goal, have people with the same mindset, surround them with yourself. Once you surround yourself with people with the same mindset, the last thing you need is a good motivation. What is motivating me to do what I'm doing? If you don't have all those four things, I don't think you can remain focused. And if you think you're falling off track, you're not focusing enough, you need those four things. I mean, it's not too late to achieve anything. It's not too late. An example of that would be my wife. She's currently going uni, starting her first year in uni. Does it mean it's too late for her to achieve what she wants to achieve? No, she's doing it at her own time. You understand? So that I'm just telling you that to let you know that nothing is too late to achieve. If you want to remain focused and you've done in the wrong way in the past, it's not too late for you to fall on the right track. And with that, I hope I'm able to give you reasons and explain how you can remain focused. To you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. That was quite interesting. And, you know, a couple of stuff that motivated you, you know, some of the key things about council houses. Yeah, it seems like, you know, in the community, in the society, it seemed like it's a goal and it's not. So glad to hear you say that. And, you know, but so people, please, guys, bring in your questions. You can send it through the chat, or you can just unmute yourself and ask the question. Yourself, you know, feel free. There is a question here, or maybe a comment. So please, can you reconcile this? How can someone who needs to use his or her phone for research on internet/Google still be able to distance him or himself from phone? I think this might be for our second speaker, Eniola.
Can you hear me?
Please. Yes.
Hi. So how to still use your phone and research on the internet. Mm-hmm. There are other options apart from using your phone. You can use a computer or a laptop or an iPad. These would cause less distractions than if you use your phone, because whilst you're researching and maybe a notification comes up, then that could lead to a distraction. Or you could put your phone on silent. I think there's do not disturb mode, which can help mute your social media so you wouldn't see any of the notifications that come up. But then you can still be tempted to check your notifications, and that can still lead to distractions. So you might have to just try and find other resources or ways to try and get information, maybe like books or using dictionaries or even using a library, or maybe printing off the research that you need beforehand so you know that you don't have to use your phone. So yeah.
Great. I think that definitely did help. Thank you very much for that. So to your question, sorry,
we've got contribute someone. A little bit, yeah.
Sure.
Sorry, it might sound a bit, but in order for us parents to help the young ones, I think it's high time we realize that they cannot use their phone for research. They need a computer. I know it's difficult, but we as a parent, we should try and endeavor to get them a computer. So that we can have the justification to say, why are you doing research on your phone? Because based on my own understanding, and I don't think doing research on the phone is ideal because of the distraction Eniola has mentioned. Now, we all know this. And for us to go away from this and to say, don't do that, we need to do our own bit. That's my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to add on, you know, just something I found out as well, some universities, so depending on what level the young person is in, some universities do loan laptops to some families or some individuals that may not have access to, you know, computers, you know, if they want to do their research. So some universities do have the capacity to loan laptops, and some schools as well. So depending on which school, so it's something that, you know, parents can make inquiry about in their children's schools to find out. And for those in uni, you can also ask your uni as well. But yeah, so like contributed, parents get involved. Guys, you don't need to use your phone, use computers or go and use a book. I know it might seem a bit, you know, old fashioned to some people right now, because, you know, who use actual books nowadays, but, you know, it is an option and there's still libraries around. So you can do that or just invest and buy a computer. Guys, keep the question coming in. Feel free to unmute yourself or just type it in and we'll be happy to read it out and ask it for you. I have a question here for the third speaker, Babatunde. So for someone that may have friends that, you know, when they, if they, all the people they have around them, it's not the right people for them in terms of trying to achieve their goals, what can they do?
They were talking about how you can focus when you're in uni.
Sorry, are you, I can hear someone speaking. Oh, Mr. Michael, if you've got a question, just unmute yourself and ask. But if not, kindly mute yourself, please. Do we still have Babatunde there, please? I think he might have just, and you're like, if you're happy to answer that question, or if anyone else is happy to answer that question, that is a question that I have here with me for someone to answer that, or even if it's a contribution in regards to that. Do we have any more questions? Please feel free to send them through or just unmute yourself and ask that question. And just in regards to the question that I've just asked on behalf of someone, I guess one of the things you may try is stop giving your time to the people, you know, that surrounds you that you feel, no, they don't add value, or they're not going the same direction to where you want to go when it comes to surrounding yourself with the right people. And if you can't find the right people for what you want to do or for the goals you want to achieve. So our first speaker, Success, he's kind enough to share his email address. Feel free to email him and ask any questions that you may have. But also you can find mentors as well. There are a lot of professionals. When you see someone that are doing what you want or what you aspire to do, you can just approach them. And I'm sure they will be happy to help and try to guide you along the way. So if we have any more questions, please send them through. And for those that have won the Kahoots game, please remember to share your details. You can send it privately if you don't want to send it to everyone, so you can get your voucher, okay? Thank you very much. If we have any comments or any questions, like I said, please feel free to type those in or unmute yourself and speak up. And also, I have another question here in regards to distraction. So if you avoid, you try so much when it comes to distraction, but in terms of family life and family issue, let's say your siblings, or you need to look after your siblings and things like that, how do you work around that? I believe that would be a question. If we have anyone in the house that wants to actually answer that question, feel free. Or we can have one of our speakers, Eniola, to answer that question. Eniola, you can unmute yourself. Or anyone else, feel free to answer that question. How do you tackle major distraction when you have, you know, let's say you have to look after your siblings, you need to revise or things like that. What is the best way to tackle that?
So
So feel free to answer that question. Mr. Olatunji, do you have a comment on that question? Would you like to give a feedback on that or just a comment or suggestion?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I was thinking maybe the young ones, they can, especially Eniola.
Yeah, I think she just came back now.
Okay, I think she's, she's...
Yeah, Eniola, did you hear that question at all? You're on mute if you're speaking. Oh, I don't, maybe she's having a bit of technical issues.
I'll take the question then while we're waiting for them. And they can give their own view, maybe.
Yeah, we've actually got someone made a comment in here to answer it. I think they're feeling a bit shy to unmute, so they've typed it. So here they put, you shouldn't take care of your siblings. It's your parents' job, which is, it's a fact. It is a fact. But some people do, you know, for someone to ask that question, maybe they are in a different situation where, you know, they are in that situation and they just want a bit of advice on how to go about it or what they can do.
I think that person spoke my mind. While we're waiting for Emiola, the truth has been said, okay?
Yeah.
The siblings, they are meant for the parents. You know, you can't just shift. Like one motivating statement that a older friend of mine that he said, and I will never forget. He said, I'm not going to bring my mom from Africa to come and be looking after my own children. I said, why? He said, they look after me. I'm grown up now. So I want to give them that responsibility. I said, no, no, no. So everybody should know their responsibility. I know what I'm saying is not a walk in the park. It's difficult. But sibling is not for the eldest child. No, not their job. It's for the mom and dad, because they've got their own life to live. Because at the end of the day, if they get anything wrong, we'll still blame them for it. And we might be part of the problem. It's not easy, but we should try and make it our own job, not their job. I think someone wants to contribute again, yeah.
Yeah, please feel free to unmute yourself, Mr. Adewale.
Thank you for that. I want to make a quick contribution towards that last statement. Let us remember that when we are first born or you are older, I understand that is the responsibility of the parents. However, the older child can help the family. Most of us here, we've been helped by our senior. So I know that you might say background is changed, time has changed, I understand that. But the parents should be able to manage it in such a way that not to leave the older son on the phone for ages, then he knows that his sibling or a sibling has needed help. So let's remember that you just need to manage it well. It's not their responsibility, but they can offer help when they are willing. So they should be willing to offer help, not when they are willing. It shouldn't distract. If they want to go and play and go and for 2 hours, 3 hours, for the fact that it depends on their age anyway, according to the law, depend on their age. If they can offer help, let them offer.
Great.
So I don't want us to close it in such a way that it's the responsibility of the parents. So therefore, there should be nonchalant about it. Don't let us do that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. And I guess to the person that asked this question, you know, yes, it is your parents' responsibility. It's not your responsibility. But if you do find yourself in that situation, you can try and talk to your parents and say, Mom, Dad, I need to revise. I need to prepare for this. You know, tell them what you need to do and let them know, look, I'm not available. I need to do this. And I'm sure they would understand, you know, if that's your situation. But the fact is, yes, it is your parents' responsibility. But like I said, you can have a conversation with your parents and let them know what you know, things that you need to do in order to meet your target, you know, of your aim, of your goals and things like that. So, yeah, thank you very much, everyone. And if there's no more questions, sorry, Mr. Michael, do you want to say something?
Okay. I can contribute to that.
Sure.
Before you go.
Okay.
I believe and thank for the meeting and thank for all the speakers that have spoken before and thank for the people that have already contributed to this platform. My just little contribution is this. We know that it's parents' responsibility to look after their kids. But at the same time, there are a way that the older siblings can help their younger ones. For example, in the education aspect of it, you know, because like the older one that's been in university, they can, you know, give advice or try to look, you know, to their siblings, you know, when they were coming up with kind of suspicious behaviors, you know, because we parents sometimes we can't really get full details of what is going on outside. But in the because of the society we have now, the older one can easily point out that, oh, my brother is doing this, my sister is doing this, mom, this is what we can do to help them. And they can help them too, to talk to them and say, you know what, bro, sister, this way you're going is not going to help you in the future. I mean, I'm not talking about being babysitter or something like that, but looking after sibling is in a different way. So that's my point.
Just yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And that is a quite, that's another different angle. And it's a very interesting one. And it's an angle that, you know, it's definitely useful for parents. And it's something that shouldn't be too burdensome for, you know, the older siblings to sort of guide your younger siblings when it comes to, you know, schoolwork or things that they may have experienced in the academia. So yeah, thank you very much for that comment and looking at it in that angle. Thank you very much. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining this month. We hope to see you again next month for another interesting topic that we'll all be looking at together, learning from and sharing ideas from as well. Thank you to all the speakers as well. It's been a lovely time. If no one has any other questions or comment, I would like to say it's been lovely seeing you this month, and we will see you next month. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.